Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Our afternoon call brought to you by BlackRock. Worried about market volatility? Minimum volatility strategies may be able to help. To learn more, please visit BlackRock.com/factors. Prepared by BlackRock Investments, LLC. Now let's head right over to the first word, breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here is Bill Maloney.
And good afternoon, Charlie. Main U.S. averages are well off of session highs as the transports fall as much as 3.6%. Dow is currently higher by 22 points. S&Ps are down 10, while the NASDAQ declined 64. Small cap 600 is down 5 points, and the U.S. 10 yield at 2.31%. 7 of the main 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in technology, healthcare, and the industrials, while telecom and energy led to the upside. Nasdaq falls 77. Transports sink 336. Semis dropped 2%, and the VIX is up by 10%. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Verizon, Merck, and Disney, while Apple and American Express led to the downside. ADP gained as much as 13.2% after earnings, and news that Bill Ackman is said to be building a stake, while Amazon reports after the bell. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All righty. Thank you very much, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you so much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Thursday. Corey Johnson, Carol Masser, right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Can anything get better from here? Well, if you look at Twitter numbers, it's hard to imagine they can. Twitter shares are down 14% today, reflecting a weak quarter reported by this company that has had so much hope, but is seeing actually revenues is actually falling now in consecutive quarters. Sarah Friar covers the company so well for us at Bloomberg News. She's kind enough to join me here in our 99.1 studios. I'm sorry. And I said that. Our 960 studios out here over the San Francisco Bay. Where am I? Where is she? She's right here. Sarah, what's up with this company? They can't add users.
Hashtag bummer, right?
Right. I mean, this is just the perennial issue with Twitter. They get people to a point where they believe in them, and Twitter's a product that people just care about so deeply, including the analysts, and everyone wants to see them do well, and then all of a sudden they come out with another quarter of disappointing user growth. Now, in the first quarter, I think you remember user growth was actually up. This quarter, it declined, or was flat with the prior quarter. And that shows that, you know, there wasn't a trend there, that the struggle is continuing. And
the struggle is real. Did you just go there?
The struggle is real. And with revenue, you know, Anthony Noto, COO on the call,
former CFO, former Goldman Sachs analyst, really tried to hammer
home this point that because revenue was down 5% this quarter as opposed to 8%, that things were improving, that it was an inflection point. But then he kept talking about the headwinds that were coming later in the year. And by headwinds, he meant basically internal issues with investments that didn't pan out, that they would have to deal with, the Telepart acquisition. They just wrote down $55 million due to an investment in SoundCloud that didn't work out. So, I mean, this company's just made some bad decisions, and they're working in this environment where Facebook and Google are reaping all of the gains in digital advertising, and it's quite a struggle.
I don't understand, though. Like, all talk about Twitter. We have a president who uses it rather effectively, right? Like as the media world tries to figure out kind of what's the best model going forward and traditional media continues to get beaten up. You know, what is it? I mean, do people, Sarah, expect that Twitter will ultimately have a role here? You know, a much more substantial role, a much more substantial financially role, you know, productive role? I don't know.
What you're bringing up is what people have such a hard time wrapping their heads around with this company, which is that it is so much a part of the political zeitgeist, of the culture of the world. It's an obviously important company, but, you know, just to put things in context, Facebook yesterday reported cash and equivalents that are like $35 billion, something around there. That's equivalent to the market values of Snap and Twitter combined and then some. So, I mean, Facebook is just so dominant, and Twitter has this outsized role in the public conversation about what's going on now, but financially, it just isn't coming through, and you can also see that in their U.S. numbers. So this quarter, they actually saw a decline in U.S. users. They went down
by... let's just put this in context here, as I know. Yeah. Sorry. At the time that Twitter is seeing... This is Carol. I'm actually walking over to be closer to Sarah so I can wave my arms with the excitement. When the president is using Twitter and making it the most talked about media platform, arguably, in the country, that same country is going away from Twitter.
Their U.S. advertising revenue declined in the quarter, and users were down by 2 million monthly active users for the U.S. And so any hope or dream that there would be any sort of Trump bump for Twitter has sort of dissipated.
You know, we should have known. We've got Bill Ackman recently joined Twitter, Lloyd Blankfein joined Twitter. Maybe that's just a sign of the top.
The shark has been jumped?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, Carol, you talk about how they can lose money. I mean, I look at my model here. I mean, the company went public, about 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've had gross margins, just the basic cost of what they sell, go down every single quarter in the last now more than 2 years. So the business is on a sequential basis. Gross margins. Just forget like the cost of like R&D or stock compensation or stock comps included that. You know, sales and marketing, G&A, just like having to keep this fancy cafeteria running. It's a lovely cafeteria. Gross margins have gone from 72% in December of 2014 to 63% in the most recent quarter. So they're spending a lot more money just to get the tweets out there.
And they're trying to reduce their spending, too. I mean, they've cut a lot of their R&D spend. They've tried to spin off businesses that were not contributing to their mission of being the destination for live. So Vine, for example, was wound down. And you know, this company says they're on a path to profitability, that this goal of the year is to be on a path there. But if you look at the numbers, they're just so far from getting there.
And yet they still have, what, over 300 million?
328 million multi-active users. And they point to the DAU, daily active user growth, but they don't actually give us any numbers
up. What they said is, our daily active users are better, but trust us, because we're not going to tell you what they are.
Yeah, they don't even say a proportion. They say up 12%.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm on every day.
It's getting beat. I know. We love it. We love it.
At Corey TV. She's at Carol Masser. What are you, Sarah, on Twitter?
At Sarah Fryer.
She's at Sarah Fryer on Twitter. She's Sarah Fryer here in person, and I'm grateful for that. Sarah Fryer from Bloomberg News. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
You listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio, otherwise known as at Bloomberg Radio on Twitter.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle.
Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.